Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you, your dialogue and discussion, your insight as to the conversation we're having today and the issue that we're dealing with. We're talking about thousands die from COVID vaccinations, and yet it's not reported. We're setting the stage for going to that absolute issue. Just before the break, we were talking about the fact that in Washington, D.C., around the Capitol and the White House, it's become a militarized zone. Here's an article that says, Washington highly militarized ahead of Biden's inauguration. Fences with coiled barbed wire. It's not coiled barbed wire, ladies and gentlemen. It's razor wire. The media in printing this is incorrect. I've watched them putting it up by way of video. It is coiled barbed wire, they say. Checkpoints, barricades, and heavily armed guards are what you would expect in military encampments for a war zone, not in downtown D.C. But these are only some of the measures that have been put into place in preparation for the president-elect Joe Biden's inauguration on the 20th. The fortification of the city, particularly around the White House and the U.S. Capitol, began over the past several days and expected to be ramped up until the 20th of January for the inauguration of Joe Biden. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, that would not be taking place. In fact, you see that in third world countries where they have the banana republics, as it's called, where they've used the Dominion software and hardware equipment for the elections, most of which is controlled by the nation of China. You've seen these same militarizations of the capitals and the main cities in those nations that have stolen the election for the dictatorships to go back in office. You've seen that over and over and over where communist Chinese do the same thing. Venezuela's doing the same thing. North Korea does the same thing. They say, well, it's a free election. The people voted. Yes, they did, but the voting is absolutely skewed, if you will, based on the machines and the output and the turnout of that. Always is that the banana republic dictator is going back in office each and every time. We've done the same thing now in America. And ladies and gentlemen, before this four-year tenure of Joseph Biden is over, we will have watered down and destroyed the election system that I can tell you, based on the authority of what we've seen in history past, that the history future, the 2016 election, not 2020, the 2016 election, when President Trump was elected, I believe was the last free election in the United States of America. Now, you can disagree if you'd like. You can challenge that statement if you like. I'd like to know on what basis do you make the premise that we'll have other free elections. If we have seen with the 2020 election the impossibility of a free election, and then with the runoffs in Georgia using the same equipment, the same modus operandi, wound up with the same turnout, the outturn, the outcome was simply the same, was a fraudulent coup that's been perpetrated on America. But we understand, ladies and gentlemen, and what I want us to recognize is that Joe Biden is going to radically change America. He's going to carry out the plans of Barack Hussein Obama of fundamentally changing our nation, and the change that will take place will be nothing less than the evisceration, the destruction of our Bill of Rights. And the main thing that I want us to realize as a free people, and especially if you're listening today, if you're saved, if you're blood-bought, Bible-saved, born again, if you're a professing Christian, it ought to scare the socks off you in the realization and understanding of what Biden is going to do to eviscerate and destroy our religious liberties in the United States of America. And our Bill of Rights will absolutely be destroyed. But the major thing that he says he's going to do, he says that Trump did not do enough in caring for the COVID-19 crisis. Now, I've wondered for a long time during this run-up to the election, how does Joseph Biden plan on carrying out any swift change in relationship to COVID-19 that's supposed to make everything right and cure the problem? Is he going to just simply wave a white flag and surrender to COVID-19 and it goes away? Is it possible, ladies and gentlemen, is it possible that COVID-19 was a plandemic and that plandemic was to bring about fear, hysteria, and submission on the part of we the people, that we would bow and bend and be ready to openly embrace a socialist, Marxist, Maoist, communist dictatorship called the Joe Biden administration? I believe that is what we've seen take place. It was the desensitization of Americans to cause us to be willing to submit to and surrender to the mask wearing, and now by the car lineup of people getting lined up early in the morning, waiting on the sidewalks because they want the vaccination. There's a push, ladies and gentlemen, for the vaccination, with citizens freely, openly pushing to be vaccinated with the COVID-19 vaccination because they have believed the lie that if you get the vaccination, then we'll be a free people again. I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you can get vaccinated 1,400 times, and it's still not going to change the trajectory and the direction that we're going in America to plummet us into total socialism, which is communism light, and then ultimately a communist total takeover in the United States of America. Because Joe Biden has said that everybody's going to be vaccinated. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, says vaccination will be mandatory for every public school student in the major U.S. major U.S. cities. Every public school student must be inoculated for the coronavirus before returning to class once the vaccination is available. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the vaccination is now available, and we see everyone lining up voluntarily wanting to take the vaccination, and it's because they've been told, we've been told that, and multitudes believe that. Ladies and gentlemen, in Germany, we need to see a picture, a little glimpse of where we're going in America. Here's an article that says Germany to put COVID rules breakers in detention camps. Let me read that headline again. Germany to put COVID rules breakers in detention camps. The article reads, dated January the 15th, 2021, Germany is set up to put COVID dissidents who repeatedly failed to report to properly follow the rules in what is being described as a detention camp located in Dresden, Germany. In order to try to increase compliance, violators are told that if they receive both the warning and then a fine, a court will decide whether they should be punished with a stint in the correction camp. Camps for dissidents in Germany? Question mark. What could possibly go wrong? Question mark. As we previously highlighted, last year, authorities in New Zealand said they will put a new coronavirus infectees and their close family members in quarantine camps and facilities. Further, it says in this article, early this month, a lawmaker in New York also introduced a bill that would give the government the power to remove and detain any disease carriers, i.e. those that have not been vaccinated with the COVID vaccine, into quarantine facilities. Here is the article, ladies and gentlemen, that should cause further recognition of where we're going. I'm talking about Joe Biden's forced vaccination plan. That's exactly what he has in mind. And it's going to do that, ladies and gentlemen, not by congressional legislative policy, not by it being debated on the House, the floor, and the Senate and passed by law, although I think they could with the Biden's control now of the three branches of government. But this says the D.C. bill, 230171, allowing children 11 years old and older to be vaccinated without any parental consent or knowledge, is advancing. During a hastily scheduled virtual meeting for District of Columbia Council members making up the Health Committee, amended and unanimously passed a minor consent bill, Bill 230171. The bill would not only permit children age 11 years old and older to consent to the doctors and other vaccination administrators to give them vaccines without any parental knowledge or parental consent or parental notification. And it will also require insurance companies, vaccination administrators, and schools to conceal from the parents that the child has been vaccinated. Here's another article that says committee chair and bill sponsor admit the imminent COVID-19 vaccine is reason for a sudden push to eliminate all parental rights over their children in the public school system. Here's an article further stating what I have just said. The UK, the United Kingdom, issues allergic warnings about Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine after patients fall ill. Ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration is going to push that every human being in America be forcefully vaccinated. I'll read you an article in a moment and point out in a moment that Joe Biden, just as they're using the military today to protect him in his inauguration, in fact, they have considered having a virtual inauguration that's been called off, and they've got all kind of bulletproof glass and 25,000 military personnel, the Capitol Police, the D.C. Metropolitan Police, all hovering around the White House and the Capitol building to make sure that he is protected from anyone that would want to change the trajectory and the direction that America is now on the fast track going into. But ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden, by executive order, has already said that he's going to do something about COVID-19. One of those will be a federal mask mandate that he said will be in effect for 100 days. Well, if you believe that, ladies and gentlemen, you're believing a lie. If it is put into place for 100 days, you can just continue to understand that Joe Biden will continue to mandate a federal mask mandate infinitum. And at the same time, he's going to, by executive order, demand that every person be vaccinated across the United States of America. And ladies and gentlemen, what they're not telling us, what they're not saying, what they do not want you to know, what they will not admit, what the news is not letting you know at all, is the number of those that have taken the vaccination, that have had major serious physical repercussions, or have actually died as a result of the COVID-19 vaccination. That's not hit the news. That's not been publicized on the Communist Network News. None of the pundits and the politicians or any of those in power in Washington are saying anything about it. We're going to see, ladies and gentlemen, the fulfillment of the Orwellian dystopian society where government rules and the people are only slave servants, peasants, under the thumb of Big Brother. And I simply say, may God help us. May God's grace shine upon us. May we as citizens, may we as Christians pray and humble ourselves before God and seek the face of God, turn from our wicked ways and ask God to heal our land. It's a paraphrase of 2 Chronicles 7:14. And I believe it's time we as Christians realize that this is not going to be a cakewalk, that this is not going to be something that's simply going to be a blip on the screen of the radar and it's all over. I believe, and you've heard me say before on this microphone for months and months and months and months, I believe we're headed for a major repression of Christians, a major persecution and prosecution of Christians. And those in particular, ladies and gentlemen, that are conservatives and conservative Christians and patriots that say, I'm not going to be vaccinated. Here's an article that says the UK issues allergy warnings about Pfizer COVID-19 vaccination after patients fall ill. FDA may recommend against pregnant women getting the Pfizer vaccination. And it goes on and on with those different physical maladies that people have already that are not to take the vaccination, but that's not been highly publicized at all because they're fearful that there will be further fear and panic in the rejection of the COVID-19 vaccination. Now, how do we know that these things are going to take place? We'll get into the numbers of deaths in a moment, get into the numbers of those that have been physically harmed forever, permanently damaged forever, because once that the ingredients of the vaccination goes in your system, it changes the DNA. Who you really are is not what your body looks like or how you talk. It's what you really are based on your DNA. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, you can talk with any medical professional you want to that has studied the issue and discover that the DNA is ultimately, universally, and ultimately, totally modified, never to be retrieved. The real you, the real me, once that vaccination material goes in your system, you're never the same. here's an article that tells us how this is going to come about. Perhaps you say, well, I'm not going to be forced to take a vaccination. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this article says Biden will deploy FEMA and National Guard agents to vaccinate all Americans. The National Guard and the Federal Emergency Management Agency will have key roles in President-elect Joe Biden's plan to increase the numbers of Americans being vaccinated against the coronavirus. West Virginia, for example, has been using 90% of its supply of the vaccine shot, first vaccine shots, showed how it can be done by letting the National Guard take the lead and the governmental agency carrying it out. Quote, young soldiers and airmen are out distributing the vaccination across the state of Virginia. We run this just like a military convoy, was said. Biden is also looking at tapping the military to deploy the vaccination sites in schools and gyms, sports stadiums across America. The president-elect has set a goal of 100 million vaccinations be given out in the first 100 days of his administration. Biden did not offer any hope for the near future. Quote, we remain in a very dark winter, Biden said. Almost a year later, we're still far from being back to normal. The honest truth is, Biden said, things will get worse before they get better, end quote. Now, how does he know that? Because of his consultation with Bill Gates. We'll talk about that in a moment. I believe Katie's on the line. Go over the question and comment, please.
Hi. What are you going to do to avoid taking the COVID vaccine? And if I homeschool my kids, what should I do?
Well, all I can say, because I don't have a succinct de facto answer, all I can say is I'm personally not going to take the vaccination. And there's coming a day, I believe, that every human being in America will be put in the corner, as I call it. We will be cut off from medical care, hospital care, medical insurance care. We'll be cut off from being able to buy, sell, or trade. Revelation 13 validates that. We'll be cut off from any opportunity to free enterprise. As Christians and as conservatives and patriots, if we refuse to take the vaccination, we will literally be left in society, cornered and cut off with no resources to do anything. We will simply be treated as vagabonds on the street. And even though this is not Revelation 13 taking place, it is the precursor to the Revelation 13 text where the Antichrist will force everyone to receive the mark or he'll not be able to buy, sell, trade, etc., etc. There will come a day in your life and in my life, whether we reject it or not, we will have to make a determination. Will we obey God or will we obey man? In the tribulation days, which is after the rapture of the church, every human being will be required to take the mark of the beast, as it is called. And those that do not will be martyred because of their stand for faith in Jesus Christ. And so I simply say we're watching the precursor of that. Now, that on a fast track will take place during the days of the administration. Now, his administration is a four-year period of time. I personally do not believe that Joe Biden will survive 4 years in the White House. I believe that he will either die, something will happen to him in some mysterious fashion, or he will be removed because of cognitive inabilities, and Kamala Harris will take over as president, at which time she will then appoint a vice president, and I believe they will carry out with major, even greater vigor, the plan that Joe Biden has for the citizens of the United States of America. And let it be understood, Katie, I don't believe there's any plan in this new administration for citizens to be a free people. We will be absolutely controlled by artificial intelligence. We'll be controlled by the dominating third world nation type dictatorship, and it'll be carried out by big tech. We're already seeing, Katie, where through big tech, which is now an arm of enforcement for the president of the United States, incoming Joe Biden president. Big tech is the arm to enforce that. We have been silenced in America through social media's enforcement of the plans for Joe Biden's presidency. Big tech already, Joe Biden's already appointed 14 out of the big tech organizational groups, 14 in his transition team and to serve on his cabinet. So we need not think in any way, shape, form, or fashion that some freedoms that's been taken away building up to the election will be restored after the swearing in of Joe Biden. It will be exacerbated. It will be increased. And yes, the question begs to be asked, demands to be answered, and only God has the answer because I do not, is how do we circumvent it? How do we prevent it? How do we not take the vaccination? I'm simply saying to our listening audience, Katie, I am not going to take it. I do not intend to, and I believe every Christian, every conservative, every patriot, I don't believe they have enough concentration camps for us. I don't believe they have enough prison cells for us if we, in unity, say no. But I'm finding, Katie, to my shock, surprise, and sadness, so many Christians that are saying, well, it's just what we need to do. It protects me. It protects others. So I'll wear a mask. I'll submit to that. I will take the vaccination. I'll submit to that. After all, I still want to buy, sell, and trade. After all, I still want to get on an airplane and fly. After all, I still want to put my kids in school. After all, I still want to have a freedom to go into shops and so forth and so on. But that day is coming very, very soon. And I simply say, as we find in the scripture where John on the Isle of Patmos, he's caught up in the vision, and God gave him an insight as to where we're going as the worldview is concerned in the book of the Revelation. He says, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. That ought to be the prayer of every child of God today. But Katie, I am concerned for you and for our nation, and our prayers are with you that you will take the stand that God would be honored for you to take, and may your family and home be blessed as you stand for the truth of the Word of God. Thank you so much for your call today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the coming dire circumstances under which we find ourselves in when Joe Biden is sworn into office. Here's an article that gives a little insight for it in the future. Police enter a home, arrest an entire family after the neighbor snitched on them for violating the COVID rules. Here's another article. Police demand power to force entry into homes of suspected lockdown violators. Police are demanding new powers to force entry into the homes of suspected lockdown violators. This is in the UK after Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced a new national lockdown in England. For the small minority of people who refuse entry to the police officers and obstruct their work, the power of entry would seem to be a useful tool, according to the administration in the Ukraine. And we'll start seeing things like that in America, Katie, and for our other listeners. We'll start seeing where they're asking police powers to overpower our Constitution. But here's the major thing that we're not being told, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a headline article dated January 16, 2021. Updated January 17, 2021. 55 people have died in America after receiving COVID-19 vaccines, according to the reporting system. There's a reporting system called VAERS that you report to the healthcare workers, et cetera, gives the report. The article says 55 people in the United States have died after receiving COVID-19 vaccine, according to the report submitted by a federal system. Deaths have occurred among people receiving both Moderna and the Pfizer BioNTech vaccines, according to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. That's the VAERS. Further, the article says one man, 66-year-old senior, and a senior resident in Colorado, was sleepy and stayed in bed the day after getting his Moderna vaccine. Early the next morning, he was observed lying in bed, pale, still, eyes half open, foam coming from his mouth, unresponsive. He was not breathing and had no pulse and was pronounced dead. Another case, a 93-year-old South Dakota man was injected with the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine January the 4th at around 11 a.m. After two hours later, he said he was tired and couldn't continue his physical therapy he was doing at the time. Taken back to his room, he said his legs felt heavy soon after he stopped breathing and dropped over dead. In addition to the deaths, people have reported 96 other life-threatening events following COVID-19 vaccinations, as well as 24 permanent disabilities, 255 hospitalizations, 1,388 emergency room visits shortly after the vaccination was administered. And ladies and gentlemen, that's just the tip of the iceberg, as one writer says. The tip of the iceberg, thousands of COVID vaccine injuries and deaths in the United States of America reported just in December alone. And it goes on to talk about it. As more people hear about adverse effects and more adverse effects occur, ranging from life-threatening anaphylactic response and emergency room visits to brain inflammation and death, selling the experimental injection may become an increasingly uphill battle. And that's where it takes place, ladies and gentlemen, as more and more people, finally the news gets out, more and more people understand the life-changing, health-altering, devastating effects of the vaccine. They will more and more be saying no, and that's where you'll find a greater and greater emphasis on the institutionalization of the police and law enforcement agencies to force the injections to every citizen in the United States of America. Again, ladies and gentlemen, go back and read Revelation 13, verses 1 through 18. understand what is in the future for the world, not just America. Understand where we're going as a nation. And I'm not saying that we need to be frightened. I'm not saying to live in hysteria of fear. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, God's not given us a spirit of fear. May I encourage us to be faithful to the Word of God and to the Lordship of Jesus Christ in our lives, and recognize that we're still in His hands, that we're still, He's still on the throne, He's still in control. But ladies and gentlemen, an individual that politically I totally disagree with, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., says why the COVID-19 vaccine should be forbidden and avoided at all cost. You can go to your internet, ladies and gentlemen, and pull up Robert Kennedy and COVID-19 vaccination. Alarming articles. I'm looking at a massive, massive article, about 10 or 15 pages, that I'm holding in my hands. I'll just read you a few paragraphs from it. For the first time in history of vaccinations, the so-called last generation mRNA vaccines intervene directly into the genetic material of the patient and therefore alter the individual's genetic material, which represents the genetic manipulation, something that was closely was already forbidden until then considered criminal to do so. This intervention can be compared to genetically manipulated foods, which is also highly controversial. Even in the media and politicians currently trivializing the problem and even stupidly, he says, call for a new type of vaccine to return to normality. This vaccination is problematic in terms of health, morality, and ethics, and also in terms of genetic damage that, unlike the damage caused by previous vaccines, will irreversibly and irreparably damage the DNA of every human being. Dear patients, after an unprecedented mRNA vaccine, you will no longer be able to treat the vaccine symptoms in a complementary fashion. This means clearly, if a vaccination symptom develops after an mRNA vaccination, neither I nor any other therapist can help you, because the damage caused by the vaccination will be genetically irreversible and permanent. In my opinion, these new vaccines represent a crime against humanity that never has been committed in such a big way in all of American history. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say to you, give prayerful consideration of saying yes to what the federal government says. Remember, Ronald Reagan says the most fearful words is for the government man to be at your door saying, I'm here to help you. Thank you for joining us on this broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.